Thursday night, Dvar Halachim, Chavis Alvodas, or Yud Zayin Shvat. We learned about the Mile of Shalem, that is a reason for Din Kadima to make the bracha over the Shalem. So just a few, it applies in different circumstances, it applies different ways. We're not going to go into those ways now, there are many. We're just going to go over now what is considered a shalem. An apple, for example, is a mila of a shalem. A watermelon is no mila of a shalem. If the way it's eaten, and it's a dafka when you cut it up, it's like too big for, it's a melon, right? So there's no mila of a shalem. So you could cut it up first and then make the bracha over the piece. That's your portion. Something peeled is considered shalem. If you have to cut up something to check for bugs, so obviously you have to cut it up, but you're going to cut it up before the bracha, even though you're losing the shlemus, because it's too much of a hefsek if you start cutting it up and looking after the bracha. So the checking would be beforehand. Another case of cutting up something dafka would be if a person eats, let's say, a grape or even a pomegranate seed, and he doesn't eat a kazayas of them. It's called the be'abria, and there's a shiloh of making a bracha achrona. So the eitzah is to cut it up before you eat it, to cut it and make it ois bria. You cut it in half, whatever you cut it. Yeah, it's not a bria anymore. That's not a bria. If you stick a toothpick through it, maybe it'll be a bria. No, even then it's not a bria. It might be a shalem, but not a bria. Anyway, so here it's a shiloh when to cut it. Because here you're not checking. Obviously, in the case of checking for bugs, it's obviously a very big hefsek. So even though you're losing the mile of shalem, but it would be absurd to start with the hefsek of looking for bugs if you make a bracha. Here is like a machlekas achrayim, because all you have to do is cut it. You can make the bracha over the shalem and then cut it. You know, the eitzah is to cut it to avoid sofik bracha achrayim. So the eitzah is to cut it. But the shalem is, when should you cut it? The shalem achrayim. So you want to know my psak is, you have to cheshbon how much of a hefsek it'll be. If it'll be instantaneous hefsek, I mean, we certainly all make a hefsek to that degree. When we make a bracha Friday night or Shabbos, we cut the challah. We don't eat. Right? We cut it first. So that's not that much of a hefsek. But others feel that if you know you're going to cut it, then you have to cut it. And so there's no mile of shalim. Maybe Shabbos is different. You want to have lecha mishnah. So that's a shayla. Okay. Chavis halavis shar habachina. We're in shir number 11 of shar habachina. And he just taught us that people that know and understand Bechina, this is in the Hakdama to Shara Bechina, the Psicha, the Hakdama, people who know and understand have a duty and a responsibility to teach others. Because you have to, and he explained why you have to train people to exercise Bechina, why it doesn't come naturally and why it's difficult sometimes. But if you know it, if you have that knowledge, you have to teach it to others and be mezaka them both with Olam Hazeh, he said, and with Olam Haba. He now brings down a pasuk for Omar Chacham Ben Yehazeh. That's Shlomo HaMelech. Divri Chachamim Kadarvonos. It's like an ox goad, it's called. You push the ox in the right direction. So Divri Chachamim will push people in the right direction. Uchamas Maros Natuim Balei Asupos. Like nails that to hold things together. Banged into a wall, let's say, to hold things together. Balei Asupos is they compile things, and it means people that make svarim. Dima hachacham divri hachachamim, words of the chachamim, ledorvonos binyan ahara, wakes people up, it guides them, it goads them, it puts them in the right direction. Vidima osam also lamasmeros natuim balei asupos bavurkium in yonahim belavavos, they keep it together, they make a solid, firm foundation. The kiyum of fani hachochma behem benefashos, ukvar pershu b'balei asupos b'balei hachiburim svarim, b'hastaras divrei. That the word divrei goes on that also. Avatam uchmasmeros kivuim divrei b'balei asupos. It's as if the pasuk said the divrei b'balei asupos that collect ideas and put them in svarim. they're kavuim. Ki asfarim hamuchubarim b'mini hachochma kayomim omdim ein to'altim l'tzekas. Once it's written into the maila of writing it, that's a certain chisaron, which we won't go into. That's why Torah Shebal Peh was supposed to be Torah Shebal Peh, not Torah Shebiksav. But there is a maila, he says now, to writing it, because then you could chazer it and it's always available. You don't have to remember it, and you chazer it over. And if you hear a shir and you understand it, then you lose it and you don't exactly know what was said. If it's written, then you could look it up again and get back to the point. So that's ein to'altam nefsekes, v'alkein dima osam lemasmeros netuim, like banged in nails in a wall. V'tzor shenavor atam inyan habachina, shisha and yonim, and these are the six prokim of shara habachina. Harishun mehem mehus habachina v'amitosa, what is habachina all about, what's the essence of it. If you have to exercise bechina, reflecting upon the bria, reflecting upon creation, reflecting upon history, reflecting upon everything, do you have to do it, or is it going to be this chasidus, or maybe something people do if they have nothing better to do? What is it? Are you mechuyev to do it? That's number two. Number one is what is it. Number two is are you mechuyev to do it? Vashlishi eichel fani habechina bebruim. How do you do it? What are you supposed to? How are you supposed to tackle it? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to analyze? What are you supposed to see? Baravi kamamine simoni achochma babruim, different angles of bechina, different angles of chochma in the bria that you have to be alert to. Different types of chochma shenuchal livchon mehem. B'chamishi ezem mehem korav eleinu. Which is it more likely that we can connect to, that we can appreciate? He's going to say that that's biology. Since biology is a person's body, is what he's going to say later. But that's what he means. What's closest to us that we could relate to it best and get the most benefit out of it? Is it biology? Because we're the closest to our body. So then we're always dealing with our body. So when we understand the ploem of the body, we'll be able to have a very worthwhile consequences or ramifications of Bechina. And you're more mechuyev to do it since it's closer to you. It's easier to do it, or you could do it. You're more appreciative, and you're more mechuyev to do it because you don't have to think about the second thermonuclear dynamic or something. You don't have to think about the laws of physics. You just have to look at your hand and see how amazing an instrument it is. If you study it, the fingers and the way it swivels and the way it you can move your wrists. And so you're more mechuyev to do it because you're more connected to it. The hashishi, finally, the last aspect is b'mafsidei habechina, b'advarim hatluyim ba. What ruins bechina? What makes it so hard for people? We had a little of that in the Hakdam, obviously. Why bechina is so difficult to come by, and why people don't appreciate what they have. And he talks more about riches, about what's mafsid, what ruins bechina, and the things that relate to those things. Okay.